You're listening to the Wabash Presbyterian Church podcast for Sunday, December 7th. In this podcast, Pastor Jonathan Cornell continues the series, Singing Through Advent. The message focuses on Luke chapter 1 and is entitled, Zechariah's Song.
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, and blameless. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said to the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answered, said upon him, I am Gabriel, and I stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak upon thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not in my words, which shall be fulfilled in their own season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto him and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministrations were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself for 9 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. And now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the 8th day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, This is not so. He shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by that name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What manner of child shall this be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In fact, you can hardly shut me up. I'm not looking for sympathy but for you to put yourself in my sandals. A priest without children, I could see it in people's eyes, wondering if there was some secret sin that laid in my heart for which the Lord had made me and my wife barren. I could almost hear them saying, "And he is considered a spiritual leader?" Not sure if this is just my insecurity talking there, but it plagued me. Gabriel said that God had heard my prayers. Let me tell you about those prayers. I prayed those psalms of vindication, Psalm 35, verses 17 to 26, and Psalm 43, verses 1 to 4. I had stopped praying for a child, and my prayers had become focused on wanting the respect of my community. These were the prayers of unrest. I didn't know what it meant to be at rest in the Lord. Can you feel the irony here? I sense the people didn't think that I was spiritually strong enough to be a priest, and I let those feelings get to me. Of course, that undermined my walk with God. And then it was as I was vindicated. The lot fell on me. And I was chosen to go into the Holy of Holies. The lot was God's voice saying, "You are my chosen one. You will represent me in this special way." What a delight. What a privilege. And do you know what the real highlight was? It was my moment of vindication. I was going to show the world that I deserved to be a priest. I, who had been close to the face of God, would come out afterwards and pronounce a blessing to my community. I, who had been as close to the face of God as any one person can be on this earth, would come out of the Holy of Holies into this courtyard. My face would be glowing, and I would raise my hands slowly, and I would offer that blessing. Those wonderful words, "The Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you, the Lord lift up his countenance and give you his favor and peace." I would look into the eyes of my people, and I would pronounce those benedictions, and I would see my vindication. They would see me for who I really am, a worthy and deserving priest. I was picturing the benediction, how it was going to be, as I was in my mind's eye in that place when an angel came and was near to me. This was not in my game plan of how this was going to work. There I was in the Holy of Holies, basking in the radiant presence of God, and an angel came and said to me, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God." And he told me that Elizabeth would have a son, a very special son. That was just too much. I just wanted vindication. I just wanted that vindication. I wasn't sure I even wanted a son anymore. Was this real? "How can I be sure of this?" I said. "My wife and I are old." And the angel was not impressed by my excuses. He declared, "Because you didn't believe, you will be unable to speak until the day that it happens." Now, I wanted to argue with him, but my voice had left me. And then it hit me. My vindication was gone. My moment of vindication, the blessing that I was going to pronounce on the people, was gone. It wasn't going to happen. I had been closer to the presence of God than I ever imagined was possible. But now, I would be unable to share that glory with the congregation. I would not be able to look out into their eyes and know that my prayers for my vindication had been answered. The weirdest part was going home to Elizabeth. As you can imagine, it took a while for her to understand what had happened. It took me a while to get her to understand what had happened. She was one good woman. And I could tell that she felt bad for me, but she had this gleam in her eye when I wrote down the angel's words for her. And to be honest, I didn't think she minded all that much that I was unable to speak. I think she actually rather enjoyed it. I think she was tired of hearing about me whining for my moment of vindication. Can you imagine not talking for an entire year? Imagine going through the next year of your life without saying a single word. I couldn't imagine it. To me, it seemed like a cruel and unusual punishment. But let me tell you, it changed my prayer life. The Psalms of Vindication were gone, and just one verse from the Psalms took their place. Be still and know that I am God. For a whole year, I pondered that one sentence over and over and over again. It was as if the words had become permanently engraved on my heart. I would wake up in the morning and I would sing that song again. Be still. Let me tell you what happens when that song fills your heart for an entire year. You begin to see God in places that you never expected to see Him before. I would wake up and that song would fill me as I would roll over and look at my wife, Elizabeth, sleeping there beside me. I would pray, Holy Lord, thank you for this amazing woman, this godly woman, for her years of courageously sharing with me in our inability to conceive a child. Thank you for this woman who shares this blessing of new life with me. Then I would walk into the courtyard of my home and I would pray, Holy Lord God, thank you that this is the day that you have made. You have created the morning star and is now fading as the sun readies to rise. You rise on the wings of the clouds as if they are your chariot. You water the fields and feed the animals. Thank you for your provision day by day. I would gather with the worshiping community, but my principal task of teaching was gone. I was silenced. For 30 years, I had instructed these people in the ways of the Lord and the law, and now for 1 year, I was forced onto a sabbatical from my teaching. What use was I to anyone? I would sit overlooking the congregation and I would pray, Holy Lord God, you know each one who is gathered here intimately and you walk with them daily. Help me to know them as you know them. I would look into the eyes of each worshiper and see in those eyes hope, longing, pain, sorrow, repentance, and hardness of heart. And I would pray for each one by name, asking for the blessing of the Lord to flourish in their lives as it had in mine. I asked God to reveal Himself in people's lives in ways that they had never seen and I had never seen before. Not surprisingly, I saw things in my own heart that I never had known were there. And let me tell you, it wasn't pretty. But as I kept singing, be still and know that I am God, I saw in my own heart, with all its petty desires for vindication, I saw in its inability to trust God to trust the promise of a son and its great anxieties about my qualities for leadership. The more I looked into my own heart, the more that my heart was flooded with the overwhelming presence of the living God. It was as if the blessing that I was unable to pronounce needed an entire year to work its way through my anxious, harried, unable to rest heart, so that the Lord could turn his face toward me and fill me with his peace. Does that make any sense to you? Does this resonate? Do we understand this? Am I thankful for this year of silence? In truth, I am. But I would never want to repeat it. Just imagine what it's like to walk through a pregnancy with your spouse after 35 years of marriage and not be able to talk about it. Imagine what it's like to teach for 30 years and not be able to utter a single word of encouragement to the people that you teach every day. All my life I have prayed out loud as a good Jew, and now for almost a year of almost constant prayer, I couldn't utter a single sound. Would I want to do it again? Absolutely not. But the Lord has blessed my year of silence beyond all measuring. My anxious heart, and let's be honest, there's still anxiety in there. Will I live long enough to see my son grow into adulthood? How do you raise somebody who has been given a special calling by the Lord himself? Yeah, there's plenty of anxiety in there. More than enough to go around. But that anxiety is now surrounded by a peace that comes from the Lord. A peace that knows that God is sovereign. I've learned that God's power can be made perfect through my weakness. He is my rest. He is my shelter. He is my shepherd. I can taste and see that God is good every day as I take time to be aware of his leading in my life and in the life of this little community.
You have been listening to a podcast from Wabash Presbyterian Church. For more sermons and resources, please visit us at wabashpresbyterian.com.